check it all out.
Hello and welcome back to So Hot Right Now, your weekly dose of all things arts and culture. Up the top there, you heard from HTRK with their new track, You Know How to Make Me Happy. And then another new one there from Sampa the Great with Oh My God or OMG, whatever you prefer. But right now I'm talking about Sydney's art exhibition series, Desire Lines, who have created a hugely diverse range of events since their inception, including walking tours, a salon, and even a cake parade. But this evening they are switching up the format yet again, inviting you to a special public service, delivering an eclectic program of short films, performances, and installations at Pitt Street Uniting Church. The unique lineup will delve into the living properties of film, celebrating alternative modes and forms of storytelling. And I'm joined by Seb and Maeve, who are both from Desire Lines, to tell us a little bit more. Good morning.
Hello. Hi.
Good morning.
So can you start by, so the slow demolition of My Perfect Vision aims to celebrate alternative modes and forms of storytelling, as I mentioned. What inspired you to highlight these kinds of stories?
I guess like Desire Lines in itself is kind of like, encapsulated by this DIY way of doing things. And so we kind of wanted to celebrate, films and kind of performances that also do that kind of thing.
And we have a friend in Melbourne, Charlie, who works at Dead End Film Festival. I'll put that on, and I guess he had a strong interest in like resourceful cinema. So films made from, I guess, found footage or really low budgets, or looking at different ways of making films that aren't, I guess, a Hollywood situation or like a drama or like typical TV kind of thing. And we got really inspired by that aesthetic and also the films themselves. I don't know, I've never been a big film person. So then when I started watching these, I was like, this is something I can get behind.
Mm.
So can you talk a little bit more about who's on the film lineup and kind of what you were looking for in curating that?
Yeah, so we have a kind of mix of local filmmakers based in Sydney and elsewhere in Australia, particularly Melbourne.
And I'd also say kind of a mix of films that were made to be seen in a film cinema context and then films that are also made for the like a gallery. So Harrison Whitsey made a film that he had in a show late last year, maybe?
No, it was like 3 years ago now.
2000-something. And yeah, now we're just going to screen it. And I guess when it was made for the gallery, it was made to go on a loop, I think. So I think that'll change how it'll be viewed. Well, maybe a bit more narrative-based now. I don't know. And then the other one was Nathan Beard, an artist from Perth. His film was made for a gallery context, but now
it's a documentary about his mother.
And so film is new for Desire Lines. How has that experience been trying to integrate film into your kind of curatorial practice?
Well, we just watched a lot of films, which is really fun.
I think it's interesting because normally we're stuck with, or we get, not stuck with, we choose outdoor venues or venues that are a bit harder to work with in showing anything that involves people being static. And we tend to choose venues that we pass through or transient spaces. So having somewhere that we can plug in really easily and have a screen that won't get washed away or blown away is really nice.
Yeah, but it became very apparent when we started watching the film that the films that we were going to choose, like how do you select anything that has any relation to something else that you're choosing in the film program?
Yeah,
because like, you could choose anything kind of thing.
Curatorial kind of experience from what you've normally done, right?
Definitely.
Yeah, we just sought a lot of advice off friends.
Yeah, we did a lot of talking with people who actually know about films.
And now you're someone who knows about films.
Yeah, maybe.
So kind of speaking about the location, it's at Pitt Street Uniting Church. I'm so interested in why you chose that and how that kind of has informed your curatorial process.
Yeah, it's quite interesting because basically we're looking for a large indoor venue because we knew it would be winter and it'd be quite cold, so our original idea was like, oh, let's go for a rooftop or something like cinematic and gorgeous. And I guess the church fills that brief. It's quite a beautiful building.
Yeah, it's very dramatic. I think it lends itself to performance as well. You can fit a lot of people inside. Hopefully they come.
It's quite cozy. And yeah, it was quite interesting working with the church. They've been very helpful, like letting us come in and practice on the organ, that kind of thing. And they also, it was quite funny because we sat down and we explained what we wanted to do with them and they were like, look, we have some churchy values that you have to kind of...
Churchy values.
No, and they're like, so like, first of all, like nothing racist, nothing homophobic, nothing transphobic. I was like, oh my God, like of course not.
Locked out with the church.
And so you described the event as a public service. Is that because it's in a church or is that...
Well, we've made like a program. We're going to try and get everyone to sing along and do hymns and the format of the event is kind of...
A bit massy.
Yeah.
Like as points of mass. You know what massy means.
Yeah. I hope it works. I hope please sing along.
Yeah.
I'll try. Why did, so is that why you decided to create a program and give it to everyone as well?
Yeah, and I think also they can have some information about the films. We kind of don't want to interrupt the night by introducing everything, so...
Yeah, we want to kind of, like, disappear ourselves so the night kind of seems like it's running itself.
So is it sequential? Because there's, performance and installation as well as film.
Yeah. So the installation will be on all night. It's really beautiful.
It's really beautiful.
And who's done that?
Athena Thebus. A really beautiful work that fits the church context really nicely.
Yeah. I've seen like some install kind of progress shots on Instagram.
Yeah.
Some kind of hanging.
Yeah, it's been really fun.
Yeah, it actually is. They're very, I don't know, it's just fun getting to run around such a beautiful big old building.
And so, as I mentioned, there's performance as well. One from Brian Fuata, who...
Fuata,
yeah, who's a really interesting performance maker and artist. What can we expect from him?
He just has like a way with words that's kind of like an artistry to the way he is. He has this performance I think he's going to do tonight where he dresses up as a ghost.
Yeah, that's the one
kind of like
I was
a haunting of. Kind of situation. But yeah.
So does he speak as the ghost?
Yeah, he does all kinds of things as the ghost. He's cool. Up, he's down, he's to the side. Yeah.
And then there's also another artist performing, Stella Maynard. What can we expect from them?
They're just one of the smartest people I've ever met.
Agreed. Yeah. Yeah, they're really smart.
Yeah, beautiful ideas. And they're going to be talking about their love of the Sydney Swans. So I think I think it's a good pick because I guess it's about devotion and...
Yeah, kind of like...
The
worship.
Fanatic support, yeah. Fanatic might be the wrong word.
Is that kind of a thematic focus that encompasses a lot of the works?
Yeah, some of them.
Yeah, like kind of accidentally. I think, you know, once you tell people that they're going to be performing in a church, inherently they change the nature of what they're doing or they're thinking about that. Mm. So not necessarily something that we're like really pushing. But
did that happen to you as well?
I don't know. Maeve went to Mass.
Yeah, we went there on one Sunday. It was really nice. They're very welcoming. And it's quite funny because I haven't really been to church maybe like a handful of times when I was a kid. So I didn't really know the protocols and the rules and the standing up and the sitting down and the singing. And I was there with my partner and we were just going like, what's going on?
It's definitely like an unspoken etiquette that you definitely. Just somehow know.
Yeah, or you learn as you go. Yeah,
it's like muscle memory. Like,
yeah.
I see at the church all the time.
We stayed there for ages and ended up having tea and coffee with everyone. And they had this really nice moment at the end where they kind of had like public announcements. This guy's going, look, I've been doing this, this, and this, and I'm having a party on Friday. Everyone's invited.
That sounds very wholesome.
Yeah, it was.
And just lastly, what are you hoping, bringing together all these kind of diverse films and performances and installations, how are you hoping they interact as...
Like big kind of extravaganza.
Okay.
Like, I just want it to be like quite engaging for people.
Oh, yeah, I'm hoping people meet new people and have a nice chat.
Yeah. Expand like your net of relations by going to the event, I suppose.
Mm. That's such a nice sentiment. Especially when so many art events can be so, like, I don't know, competitive or, like, who knows who. It sounds like a wholesome alternative.
I hope it doesn't feel like that coming. We have a red carpet. That should welcome you in.
We have to get it, though.
It's on the to-do list for today. All right, awesome. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. I'll see you both tonight.
Thank you.
Thanks.
So I've just been speaking with Seb and Maeve from Desirelines all about the slow demolition of My Perfect Vision, which is taking place tonight at Pitt Street Uniting Church, kicking off at 6 p.m. Tickets are $10 to $15 and you can get them from the Facebook event, which we will link on our show page. So if you search for So Hot Right Now on the 2SER website, you'll find all the info there. I'm going to play a track from Marcus Whale, who is also performing tonight. This is Vapor. You are tuned into So Hot Right Now.